This is Gareth Schweitzer reporting for Talk Radio News Service from about 30 kilometers south of Baghdad near the Euphrates River. There's been a lot of military activity in the last couple of nights. Obviously, everyone back home knows that they have now seized what was formerly called Saddam Hussein International Airport, but most likely will not carry that name for much longer. There's also troops within a few kilometers of the city to the south, and that process will continue in various stages around the city. I am near a very important bridge crossing across the Euphrates River, which I went and visited this morning, a place where they've set up a second man-made temporary bridge that they put in late last night to basically speed up the flow of vehicles moving north towards Baghdad. There are still a lot of Iraqi soldiers in this area. When we were there this morning in a building right by us, they captured two Iraqi Republican Guard soldiers who had rocket-propelled grenade launchers with them. And there was small arms fire and 50-caliber machine gun fire coming from about, I would say, 200 meters, 300 meters away from where they were. They had captured these prisoners. So there's still a lot of Iraqi troops in this region and along the water. The U.S. is pushing through these places quite quickly. One of the colonels with us, Colonel John Peabody of the Division Engineers, who I'm traveling with, said that he speculated perhaps that there would have to be either some backward movement of troops or some support movement of troops coming north from Kuwait, perhaps to pacify some of the regions to the south of Baghdad, because they have moved quite quickly through a lot of these places, but have not actually gone into the towns to really weed out a lot of Ba'ath Party members or Fedayeen that they think may cause problems down the road, even if there is a change of regime. I don't want to delve too much into the plan around Baghdad. What we're told is still embargoed, but I can tell you that part of the plan is still in the process of being worked out. It's not as if once they arrived at this point, they had a plan put in place before these troops got to Baghdad. They have a number of strategic points I think they want to take, but beyond that, what they actually do if the regime doesn't fall and what signs they're looking for and signals they want to basically say that the regime is done, I think is a bit unclear to a lot of even the relatively higher-ranking officers on the ground here, and that process is still being worked out. Now, I'm about 30 kilometers south of Baghdad. A lot of troops have already passed through this region, but as I mentioned before, there's still a lot of roaming Iraqi soldiers very nearby. We heard small arms fire very close to us this morning. If this sort of guerrilla fighting continues, I think they will have to move troops backwards. The question is, if there is a signal that the Republican Guard have been defeated and a large number of the Ba'ath Party in Baghdad have been either arrested or eradicated by U.S. forces, it is possible that some of this lower-level resistance will cease. It's also possible that it will continue and continue in Baghdad as well in sporadic bursts of fighting. I don't think anybody on the ground here has ruled that out as a possibility yet either. This is Gareth Schweitzer reporting for Talk Radio News Service from about 30 kilometers south of Baghdad.